Unit 19. News and TV. Number 1. Listen to each news item. What is the topic of each news item? Circle your answer.
52 persons are known dead following Thursday's earthquake in northern Japan. 48 others are still missing. Rescue workers found 5 more bodies Sunday on the northeast coast of Honshu Island. The earthquake created huge waves along Japan's coast. The wave drowned many children and workers who had been at the beach on Thursday.
American and Japanese negotiators have agreed on a proposal for balanced trade in modern technology products. The proposed agreement calls for increased business competition in selling such goods as computers and communications equipment. The Japanese and American governments must approve the proposal before it can take effect. The proposed agreement was reached after 4 days of talks in Tokyo.
An American news magazine says Asia will become a major economic power in the 1990s. It says Asia will become a more important economic power than Europe. The magazine, Newsweek, said Asia already has replaced Europe as America's major trading partner. And it said that Hong Kong is now the world's third leading financial market, behind New York and London.
American doctors have successfully placed a mechanical heart in the body of a 61-year-old man. The man is reported doing well after doctors removed his diseased heart and replaced it with an artificial blood pump. Doctors at the University of Utah Medical Center said the operation had gone better than expected. They said the artificial heart is working well. The artificial device is made from plastic and aluminium and is connected to a machine outside the man's body.
The population count in China has ended. Population counters will now spend a few weeks examining the count to make sure it is correct. The final count is expected to be announced by the end of August. 5 million census takers have spent the past 10 days talking to members of every family in China. They have collected information on age, employment, and educational level of every person in China. China's population is believed to be 1 billion people. This is about 20% of all of the people in the world.
Number 2. Listen to each news item. What type of news is it?
American scientists say they believe trees can warn each other of danger by releasing chemicals into the air. The theory, announced by the National Science Foundation, is the result of studies carried out by scientists in the states of Washington and New Hampshire. The scientists say they found that when trees are under attack by disease or insects, nearby trees take the same defensive actions as the trees being attacked. And they said it appears that the trees being attacked may produce and send out chemicals to warn the other trees.
On the area weather map, most stations in South Michigan are still reporting sunny skies. It's 79 degrees at Detroit. 73 at Chicago is reporting light showers as cloudiness moves in from the southwest.
An early morning fire that started in the kitchen of Chalet Restaurant, 1400 Market Street, caused extensive damage to the restaurant and to the adjoining Jones & Jones jewelry store. Both the restaurant and jewelry store suffered smoke and water damage. Fire Chief Bill Howard estimated the loss in excess of $100,000 on the building alone. Owners had not estimated the loss to contents by news time.
Little League Baseball Friday night featured games in both the lower and upper divisions. In the lower division, the Pirates lost to the Tigers by only one run. The final score on the game was 7-6.
On February the 28th, 1972, Chinese and American leaders issued the Shanghai Communique, which ended decades of hostility between the two countries and ushered in a new era of Sino-US relations. Today, the communique remains important as a guideline for the healthy and stable development of Sino-US relations.
Number 3. Read each news topic. Then listen to the news story. After you listen, answer the questions.
A car bomb exploded today in Rome, injuring 12 people. The bomb was planted in a baby carriage outside a busy fruit market. It exploded at approximately 5 p.m. after most of the crowds had left the area. Police say it was fortunate that no one was killed in the blast. No one has claimed responsibility for setting the bomb, but Italian officials suspect that it was planted by the radical group Soldiers of New Freedom.
Senator Paul Johnson was admitted to hospital today for emergency tests after he collapsed during a committee meeting. Preliminary reports from the Washington Hospital, where Mr. Johnson was admitted, say that the senator has had trouble with high blood pressure, and they fear that he suffered a stroke during the committee meeting.
15 people today were arrested at a football game in New York for fighting during the tense struggle between the New York Jets and the Atlanta Falcons. Stadium police have been ordered to make arrests in order to curb the amount of violence that has been taking place at recent sports contests.
Number 4. Read the following programs and listen to the descriptions of different types of TV programs. What kind of programs are they? Match them like this.
Number 1. Boxing from the Albert Hall and racing from New York.
Number 2. A new production of Shakespeare's Richard III at the Lyric Theatre, London.
Number 3. Cagney and Lacey as the American cops. In this week's episode, they're chasing heroin dealers.
Number 4. Jeff Hamilton is in the garden, telling us what to do at this time of year.
Number 5. This week's Top 20 with disc jockey Mike Reed.
Number 6. A laugh a minute as the Northern comedian Les Dawson entertains.
Number 7. More adventures from Disneyland with Donald Duck.
Number 8. Superb filming in this program about the disappearing forests of South America. Will the world continue to have oxygen?
Number 9. More families try to answer the questions and win fabulous prizes with host Leslie Crowther.
Number 10. Terry Wogan's guests tonight belong to the sporting, theatrical and business worlds.
Number 11. Tomorrow's weather.
Number 12. The Magnificent Seven. 1960 classic western starring Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen and Charles Bronson. Number 5. Two friends are talking about television. Put a check in the box to indicate which programs Nancy watched and which program Dave watched. Write the name of the program and the channel number. If you don't hear the channel number, write not mentioned.
Unit 11, talking about television. Two friends are talking about television. Put a check in the appropriate box to indicate which programs Dave watched and which programs Nancy watched. Write the name of the program and the channel number under each picture. If you don't hear the channel number, write not mentioned.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey, how was your weekend?
It was good. Worked hard. It was good. Yeah. How about yours?
Oh, it was pretty good. Hey, what did you do? Did you watch the game yesterday?
No, I was working in the yard most of the day.
Oh, too bad. Yeah. You missed a good one.
Oh, yeah? Who won?
Michigan won.
Great!
It was tied in the fourth quarter. And then Michigan went out for a pass and ran 40 yards to score a touchdown. Oh, the crowd just went wild.
Sounds like a good game. You know, I wanted to catch the end of it myself, but I came in. Maria's watching a movie on Channel 5. Oh, too bad. So I sat down and watched that with her. You know Maria, she can't stand football.
I know. Well, anyway, what movie was it?
Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, no.
Did you ever see it?
Oh, is that the movie with Elsa Lanchester where her hair sticks straight out?
That's it?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I think I've seen parts of it on late-night TV. Yes, how was it?
You know, it was good. I really liked it. Really. It was funny. Yeah.
Have to see it sometime. Later on, I watched Dallas on Channel 2.
Dallas?
Have you ever watched that show?
No. You know, I read about that thing all the time in the magazines. Isn't that some kind of soap opera that takes place in Texas?
That's right. It's about a family that owns an oil company. Someone's always getting into trouble. Boy, I really like it, though.
Really? It always sounds kind of boring to me.
No, I especially like watching the guy who plays JR. Yeah, he's really mean and nasty. Ugh.
Well, I got to tell you, Nancy, I really don't care for that kind of show most of the time.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
We watched the news on Channel 7 and then turned off the tube. You know, I can only take so much TV and then...
Oh, no, not me. I can't live without it. Oh, by the way, you know that Johnny Carson's anniversary special is on tonight?
Oh, is it? That's right.
You want to see it? Why don't you and Maria come over for dinner and watch it with me?
What time's it on?
I think it's on at 9. We could eat about 7:30.
Well, great. I'll call Maria and see if that's okay with her.
Good, great. Well, better get back to work.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I'll talk to you later then. All right.
Thanks, Nancy.